This year, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide the fate of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. That's a national immigration policy that allows immigrants who came to the country as children to stay legally. But first, the Mid-Columbia Master Singers are holding a concert called American Dreamers in southeastern Washington to highlight the human lives behind the politics. One story inside the music is that of Daniela Medina, a first-grade teacher in the Kennewick School District who came to the U.S. from Mexico with her family at age six. She spoke with NWPB's Enrique Perez de la Rosa, who sent this audio postcard from a practice ahead of the concert.
Basically, my parents had a divorce, and my dad decided to leave us here. And my mom said, well, I can't go back there knowing that you guys have no future over there when I know that I can give you a good future by staying here.
A place to hope, a place to dream.
It was a very traumatic experience to go from coming from Mexico, being an excellent student, to coming into a second grade class where I knew nothing or felt like I knew nothing, when in reality all of my knowledge was just in Spanish. My teachers made me feel like I just had no idea what I was doing. And I remember crying like every single day.
As the years passed, my English improved, and I adjusted to the American culture.
During high school, I applied to scholarships and all of that. That's when it really hit me. Oh my gosh, I don't have a social security number. What am I going to do?
My dream wasn't going to be easy to achieve. Wasn't going to
almost like we have to prove ourselves, even though we've gone through so many things already. I am very eager for people to understand that my main purpose here is to really make a difference in the United States. I'm not trying to take anybody's job. I'm not trying to take over your whole community. I'm not trying to do illegal things. I'm not going out doing criminal acts. I'm really just here teaching first graders and helping them realize how important they are in our community, because that's sort of a sense that as a non-white person, I never really understood like if I even belonged where I was at. My main purpose, I guess, is to really help my students understand that they matter and that their language matters and their culture matters, because I didn't feel like I had that when I was younger.
And when we stand up for what we know is right, to be in the valley of love and delight.
They really feel a sense of confidence knowing that I am like them. How would they react if I suddenly disappeared one day?
A gift to be simple.